This is Dr. Olivero dictating on December the 21st, 2022. The name of the patient is Brenda Parsons. The first name is Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Last name, Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is following the practice for the presence of a chronic kidney disease stage 3A1. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on December the 5th, 2022, the patient has a serum creatinine of 0.97, a BUN of 16, and normal serum electrolytes . The GFR is 65 mLs per minute, which is consistent with CKD stage 2. The microalbumin, creatinine, creatinine ratio is normal. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is completely normal, period. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation. She has a history of coronary artery bypass and also PCIs. The right coronary artery is the dominant and has received two stents because he was re-stenosed, and Dr. Jones had to put a new stent in March 28 of 22. She had the Watchman procedure done for the atrial fibrillation. She's still taking Plavix. Period. The main concern is that this patient has adequate kidney function and has a severe case of coronary artery disease with atrial fibrillation and an echocardiogram that is suggestive of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Still smoking, I think that the nicotine abuse is the one that is responsible for the arteriosclerotic process that this patient has, even more than diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. Following number arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading today is 115 over 70. Following number is hyperlipidemia. That has been treated with the administration of the statins. The patient is trying to follow the diet, which is plant-based, and avoiding industrial type of food, low sodium, period. Following number, the patient has bilateral adrenal nodules that are non-functional, that have not grown. This has been present since 2000 and 14, following number severe coronary severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. A long talk with the patient was carry on because it is my impression that the main source of atherosclerotic process is associated to nicotine abuse. Period. She is realizing that she has to stay away from this type of products. There is also help with the patches, with the gum, and counseling that she should take, because otherwise the prognosis is going to be poor. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face conversation, 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.